The Reality of Leverage. Over the years, Rich Dad taught me many important lessons that radically affected the direction and outcome of my life. The lesson on the power of a person's reality is one of the most important. Rich Dad said, "What you think is real is your reality." Being a religious man, Rich Dad often quoted the passage from the Old Testament, "And the Word becomes flesh." He constantly said to his son Mike and me, "Whatever you think and say is real becomes your reality." He worked hard at taking what was outside his reality and making it a part of his reality. It was not money that made my dad richer. It was his ability to expand his reality that ultimately made him richer and richer. Is investing risky? People often say, investing is risky. To them, that idea is real, and because they think it is real, it becomes their reality, even though investing does not have to be risky. While there is always risk, just as there is risk in crossing a street or riding a bicycle, the acts themselves do not have to be risky. So many people think investing is risky because they think their ideas are real. A few months ago, a noted investment advisor from a famous bank and I were being interviewed on a radio program. The noted advisor started out, "Robert Kiyosaki states that people should start their own businesses if they want to be rich. What Mr. Kiyosaki fails to realize is that most people cannot start their own businesses. Starting a business is far too risky. Statistics show that 9 out of 10 businesses fail in their first 5 years. I've seen and heard those same statistics quoted before," I said, "and from my experience, I would say those statistics are accurate." "So how can you recommend people start their own businesses?" asked the noted advisor. "First of all," I replied, "I do not recommend people start their own businesses. I state that everyone should mind their own business. When I say mind their own business, I mean they should mind their investment portfolio. That does not necessarily mean start their own business, although a well-run business is often the asset that makes the rich very rich." "So what about the risk?" asked the financial advisor. "First of all, while 9 out of 10 do not make it, 1 out of the 10 does. Once I realized the odds, I knew that I needed to be prepared to lose at least 9 times. In fact, I have been that 9 out of 10 that did not survive twice, but then I made it on my 3rd try." "So how did you feel when you failed?" asked the investment advisor. "Was it worth it?" "I felt terrible the first time I failed. I felt even worse the second time. But yes, to me it was worth it. If I had not failed twice, I would not have retired 18 years early, nor would I be financially free today," I replied. "It took me a while to recover each time. Yet even though I felt bad, I was mentally prepared to keep going 10 times, even 20 times if I had to. I did not want to fail that many times, but I was willing." "It sounds too risky for me, and it is too risky for most people," said the advisor. "I agree," I replied. "It is especially risky if you are not willing to fail, or fail only once before you quit. It is even worse if you think that failing is bad. I was taught by my rich dad to understand that failing is part of winning. Even though I realize I was successful in the past, I still realize that the odds remain the same. Every time I start a business, I continue to be aware that 9 out of 10 do fail." "Why do you say that?" asked the commentator. "Because I always need to remain humble and respect the odds. I have seen too many people build a business, make a lot of money, get cocky, and start another business thinking the odds are now in their favor. While their odds may have improved a little because of their past experience and success, we all need to be humble enough to know that the odds remain 9 out of 10 for all startup businesses." "I still think it is too risky," said the advisor. "Most people are not prepared to run their own business." "There is some truth in that statement also," I replied. "Yet I will remind you that less than 100 years ago, most people were small independent business people. People were strong enough to run their own businesses in spite of the risks. It was only until people like Henry Ford began building mega businesses that more and more people became employees. In fact, small businesses are responsible for almost all of the job growth and a large portion of all taxes collected. So in spite of the risks, more and more people continue to start their own businesses. Free enterprise gives us all the opportunity to take risks and grow. If these individuals did not take risks, our nation would not be as prosperous as it is today. People who take risks increase prosperity." The risk-reward ratios are in your favor. Years ago, Rich Dad explained to his son Mike and me the importance of knowing that having a winning strategy sometimes meant losing. Rich Dad was aware of the 9 out of 10 failure rate of most startup businesses. He was also aware that the reward for making it only 1 out of 10 times far outweighed the risk of losing 9 out of 10 times. Rich Dad explained, "Most people think only in the realm of what is smart and what is risky. Financially intelligent people think in terms of risk and reward. In other words, Financially intelligent people weigh the risks and they weigh the rewards. If the rewards are great enough, they will come up with a strategy or a plan that will increase their chances of success regardless of how many times they lose before they will win. A winner's strategy. For example, I have a friend who uses his own simple risk-reward strategy for day trading the stock market. He knows that chances are he will find a market move on 1 out of 20 trades. That is why he sets up what he calls a money management strategy. If he has $20,000 to play the market with, which is 1/10 of the $200,000 in total cash he has, he will only risk $1,000 per trade. In other words, his strategy is to always have enough money to lose 19 out of 20 times. I have seen him lose $14,000 on 14 straight trades and then suddenly make $50,000 on the next market move. His winning strategy took in the probability of losing 19 out of 20 times, although he's never lost that many times in a row. Yet. Each time he wins, he immediately goes back to the same odds, which are 1 out of 20. He knows the odds do not change regardless of how much money he has. He still plans on losing 19 out of 20 times. A loser's strategy. The average person who avoids losing and expects to win 100% of the time is the person who often has the loser's strategy. Expecting to win 100% of the time and never failing is a loser's reality. As Rich Dad said, a winning strategy must include losing. Most people today have a retirement plan that does not include the possibility of losing. Most people today simply expect the stock market to always go up and that when they retire, their nest egg will last them as long as they live. That is a plan that has no room for losing, and that is why it is a loser's plan. Winners know that losing should be part of any plan. It's all about how winning and losing is perceived. Remember, our attitudes become our realities. In order to retire young and retire rich, one of the most important things you can learn to do is to take control of your own reality. If you can learn to do that, making more and more money with less and less effort will become easier and easier. If you cannot control and change your reality, then getting richer and richer may take longer than you like. It was my rich dad's ability to continually change his reality that ultimately made him rich. If you truly want to retire young and retire rich, the place to start is with your own realities.